Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 197 of the Healing Fountain Show, and it's great to connect with everybody right across the world, and we always have loads of callers from all across the world, but we're not taking callers tonight. We have connected with Waveney Grace Thode, who's over there in New Zealand, so we're going to bring her on in a minute, and we're crossing oceans and dimensions and timelines to join our caller over there in America, Gary.
Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Yes, we're excited to have Waveney as a guest on with us today. And I trust everyone's doing all right. We cross oceans and time zones and continents, everything to bring the show to you. And we're glad to be here. Welcome, everyone.
And Waveney has been over there in Sedona. Learning about the School of Remembering in Sedona, and she's trained to facilitate the sacred work, which is an ordained intensive workshop globally, and that's what she does. And you can access her events here through the School of Remembrance and www.drumvelo.net. So, what can I say? You know, Because next week we do have Mary Gay, who is our media that comes on very regularly, and she will be in Los. We've show for you. We've got a beautiful meditation shortly. So what's been going on over there in America lately? Anything?
Well, it's a lovely day here in Oregon. I'm outside in the sunshine during the show from outdoors, so I am totally enjoying it. Yeah.
Brilliant. We've had a gorgeous day as well, and quite down out in my garden, the Costa del St. Helens near Liverpool. Oh, dear. Anyway, we're going to play In the Name of Love before we actually bring Waveney on air. I nearly said on stage again. Do you know, I was a comair, which is a female compere, for quite a few years. And so I keep saying on stage, bring on stage, but we're going to bring her on air in just a minute after this song. Here we go. In the Name of Love, you too.
Spending your hard-earned cash. very popular in the chat room, that was. Right, that was you two live standing out in the rain. Oh, what a shame when we've had such lovely, gorgeous weather here. But anyway, I did enjoy that. I love you two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, brilliant.
Yes,
okay, then.
That's an old classic now, but what?
Oh, you're cutting out a bit, Gary. Are you still there?
There, can you hear me all right?
You keep fading in and out. Is it because you're outside, do you think? It's possible
that
maybe
could
you're not.
Possibly be.
Yeah, because you're not near enough to your base station, maybe. Anyway, we're going to bring Waveney on now. So, are you there, Waveney?
I am indeed.
Hi. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you.
Welcome,
all the way
welcome,
from
welcome.
Everybody.
It's all the way from down under in New Zealand in
yeah.
winter here.
Oh, yes, but, I forgot about that. Yeah, winter there.
Winter, but we've been having the most beautiful weather the last few days. It's been so sunny. I've been able to sit out on our deck in the sunshine and almost have, I was going to say naked, but almost have nothing on. And
wow.
just really soak up the sun's rays. It's just so beautiful to do that in the winter. Yes, you wouldn't believe it sometimes.
No, you can't do that here in the winter.
No.
You get frostbiting, bitch. You don't want to get frostbiting.
Yes, so it's a beautiful sunny day here today as well.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. So is it morning there or evening?
No, it's morning.
It's morning.
It's 9:20 on Tuesday morning.
All right.
Yes,
it's tomorrow morning
ahead,
over there.
Yeah, it's tomorrow morning.
Isn't it crazy, all these timelines?
Oh, it's crazy, absolutely. Anyway, never mind. It's all joys of being able to connect all due to technology. So we're so lucky we can do that. But anyway, you were going to tell us about the illuminated heart, weren't you? That's our theme today.
Yes, the illuminated heart is my theme because recently, well, just as recent as April this year, my husband and I went to Lake Chapala in Mexico to do Drunvalo Melchizedek's teacher's training, which was a 2-week training.
Wow.
And prior to that, we did 2 4-day intensive workshops with 2 different teachers of awakening the illuminated heart, which is Drunvalo's latest workshops and sacred teachings that he's bringing out to the world. So he's training, he has so far trained, he did one training in 2011 of about 100 teachers, and in Lake Chapala there were about 100 teachers as well. And after the training, which we completed in April, we had to wait to hear whether we'd been accepted as teachers. And now the journey is for my husband and I to do 2 teacher in training workshops with a qualified teacher before we actually set up our own events. So we will be doing that in August, the first one.
Wow.
With a teacher called Linda Te Araha, who was New Zealand's first teacher. And once John and I get through, and there's another lady called April, there will be 4 teachers in New Zealand. So I think Drunvalo at the moment is actually doing another teacher's training. So I think that will be the last one because he feels that 300 teachers for the world will be enough to bring these beautiful workshops out to everybody that resonates with the work.
Wow. Well, I love Drunvalo. I think his work is amazing.
Sacred
geometry and my favorite video of his that I've had on the gold ring on my profile page for a long time is something beautiful is going to happen. And that's where you met Gary, isn't it, on the Gold Ring, Waveney?
Yes, I did. And we were just talking before the show, trying to work out how long ago it was. And we think it was either 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we forged some quite deep friendships during that time. Yes, and we still sort of connect through Facebook mainly now, but of course our journeys have taken us in all sorts of different directions, and
as they do.
Yes, as they do. But certainly that's where my online sort of spiritual journey began, with the Gold Ring, and I'm very thankful for that.
Me too.
And yes, so it has taken me to this point now where I'm stepping up as a teacher, which will be globally, because on the website, if you go into it, you will see the teachers there, and a lot of the teachers are actually invited to go to their area to teach this workshop. So you're not restricted to just, you know, teaching in your own country.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm. So we're looking forward to becoming global spiritual gypsies.
Spiritual gypsies.
Yes.
So will you be doing the courses online, Waveney?
No, I don't think the courses will be online.
No.
No, they're fairly intensive. One of the days is a particular healing day, and there's just a lot of knowledge that has to come through, and a lot of experiential work as well. So as far as I know, Drumvolo is not intending to do that at this stage.
No.
But you can actually register on his site for, I think it's $15 US, and that gives you access to some of his work and teachings and videos.
Oh, great. And so his website is drumvolo.net.
Yes.
So that's http://www.drumvolo.net for anybody wanting to check out Drumvolo's latest work, and wanting to check out Waveney's latest work as well. So are you coming over to England at all, Waveney?
Well, I'm hoping I might get there at some stage. I know one of the ladies that I met at the School of Remembering, and we've become close friends, is Nicola Farmer, and I know she will be doing some events in the future. She's still training, but there are teachers in the UK. But we have talked, Nicola and I have talked about me coming over and maybe us doing a workshop together. So who knows?
Wow, brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So what,
so what was it like working with Drumvolo? How was that?
He was well received
all over the world.
Yes, well,
it was very powerful and very intensive, yes.
Oh, it was, yes. We worked from, I think it was 9 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 at night, with a break at lunchtime.
Wow.
And we only had one day off, so it was very intense. We had five days with Drumvolo, and he is absolutely amazing. He is such a wonderful storyteller. He's very humble. He's just lives from his heart. And he's very human as well. And I've just got enormous respect for him. He's a beautiful man, beautiful.
Oh, and he lived with the Indians for a long time, didn't he? For quite a while.
Yes, well, he's very connected to a lot of the indigenous tribes.
Yeah.
And a lot of his knowledge comes through the indigenous people.
Yeah.
But not all of it.
No.
Because he's very connected into Thoth, I think, was his main teacher. So through the Egyptian
mystery. Thoth. Yeah.
Thoth, yes.
So, some people call him Thoth.
Thoth, Carry on.
No, I was just going to say it, and his work has been absolutely brilliant. And did he say that he came, in one video I watched, he came back from the future to tell us all what is going to happen?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He says that he's a walk-in. He walked in when he was in his 30s into the body that he's in now,
yeah,
and had to heal that body, and then he's brought this knowledge through. I think he used to do, Flower of Life workshops. Yes, Earth, Sky, Heart, I think, workshops. But this is his latest work, and it's really about the journey into the heart. And because, as you know, we've been operating from the brain for so, so very long, and of course, now it is about living from the heart. And I think one of his books is actually called Living from the Heart.
Yes. And he talks about the little chamber, doesn't he? A little chamber in the heart that you go into.
That's right.
Yes.
And later on, if we have time, I'll do a little meditation with everyone to take. It's called the Unity Breath, to take people into that sacred space in the heart, that little chamber in the heart. Because when you're coming from the heart, you are able to create from unity. If you're creating from your brain, you're creating from duality. And of course, if you create from duality, you're going to get what you want, but you'll also get what you don't want.
Mm.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yes, because we're right and left brain. So it's learning to take that journey into the heart, to be in the heart, and to create from the heart. That is, in a nutshell, what the 4-day workshops are about. But there's a lot of knowledge that's got to go into that. It seems quite simple when you think about it like that, but actually there's a lot of steps.
It's also about
activating your Merkaba, which is your light body vehicle. I guess most people will know what that is. Now, with most people, that is there within us, our Merkaba, but in most people it hasn't been fully activated. And I think Drunvalo used to teach the way, which was more a male way, and it was quite complex, and, you know, you had to do these different breaths and mudras and all sorts.
And get the pyramid spinning.
Yes.
I've done all that.
Yes, very complicated. Now the way that he teaches it is what he calls the natural way, which is more a female way of activating it. So that is also what you learn in the workshop, is to activate your Merkaba.
Mm.
So and once it's activated, that's it. You don't have to do all these complex breathing techniques or mudras or anything. So it's very wonderful. My life has quite simply changed since I first picked up Drunvalo's book, which was The Serpent of Light. My sister gave it to me because her son had been in Peru on a shamanic journey, and he brought the book back, and I read it. And then I read quite a bit more of Drunvalo, and of course watched a lot of his videos online. And then my husband read it, and he just was like, wow, this really resonated with him.
Mm.
And from there our journey began with, we were looking for a workshop, and there was nothing. I think it was the Flower of Life back then when we got that, and there was nothing here in New Zealand, and the closest place was Australia.
Yeah.
And when we looked online and emailed a couple of people, none of the workshops sort of were in a time frame that we could fit in. So it didn't turn out at all. Then I had a friend staying here, and she just happened to mention that Ron Laplace, who is one of the teachers from Canada, was doing and awakening the Illuminated Heart workshop the following weekend. So that was it.
Wow.
We booked on that. And I think on that very first workshop, both my husband and I decided we wanted to teach this work. So that's what's actually happened up until this point. So we're still in process with it, but the beautiful thing about going to Lake Chapala for the training was we had to actually use the creation process that we learned to manifest the money to go to Lake Chapala, because as you can imagine, from New Zealand to Mexico, the two of us, with the fares, the cost of accommodation, plus the course, mounted up to quite a few
coming
dollars.
Oh, I bet, yeah. And but it's so good that your husband is into the work as well, isn't it? Because you can do it together.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We've both been on a spiritual path for many, many years, but we've also been on the treadmill of, survival around our finances, John running a business, and I've also I'm a secondary school teacher. So up until 3 years ago, I was full-time teaching computing in the secondary school.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, I'm now what's called a SENCO, which is the Special Education Needs Coordinator, quite a long title. But I work with teacher aides and children with autism and ADHD and children that are just not fitting in at school. So that's been kind of a really wonderful job to have, because I only work 4 mornings a week.
That's brilliant.
So I have a long weekend, so that's allowed me to pursue more of my spiritual path, which has mainly been online, I must say, to this other than right up until doing this training with Drunvalo. And part of that has been doing the social media liaison person for Children of the Sun. So I have been very involved with them and the rites of passage leading up to 2012 last year, and just promoting all of that. And now they've just set up a brand new website, and so I'm continuing on with that work. That's part of my spiritual service at the moment, is doing that for Children of the Sun.
I've done meditations with Children of the Sun website. They've been really, really good. And when there's a lot of people all meditating together all around the world, it's especially brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And powerful.
Yes.
Powerful.
Well, they have a meditation every new moon and every full moon. And it's connecting with the unity grid, which is around the earth, which is, I believe, a dodecahedron that is a grid that is around the earth. So it's when everyone connect in there and in unity, it really strengthens the grid, and it also sends that love and around for everyone and connects in through all the light centers around the world. So it's very powerful.
Well, it is, and we're all a point of light on that grid, and I think it's just absolutely fantastic.
That's right, we are, indeed.
Wow, yeah. Powerful stuff.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. I've actually just been on sick leave for 6 weeks because prior to going to Lake Chapala, I was diagnosed with a tumour on my thymus gland, of all places.
Which is
in the position of your high heart. So I've had to do a lot of healing and a lot of processing. And I finally got to the stage where I decided that I would have to have the surgery, because they couldn't do a biopsy because of where it is, because it's behind the sternum. So I had surgery 6 weeks ago, and they found out that the growth that I had, which was the size of a small lemon, would you believe, It was actually benign, so which I had been told by my angels that it was, but you never know.
It's still a worrying thing to go through, isn't it?
It was. And it was slow growing, but it could eventually I'd probably have to have it out because it would impact on my windpipe. Yes. So I did quite a lot to shrink it and, but mainly it was processing all the blocks in the way for me to be in my illuminated heart. And yes. I think the beautiful thing that I saw on Facebook the other day was about wounds are the place that let the light in. So my wounds are pretty much healed on the physical wounds, my scars, which they actually went in through my ribs under my left arm. They had to collapse the lung, and they went in with not as invasive as going through the sternum, where they go, microsurgery.
Yeah,
I've forgotten there is a name for it. So they did it that way. And, so I'm still on sick leave for another 2 weeks, and then I'll be returning to my school job.
Yeah, so we wouldn't be able to connect with you if you'd have gone back to work. In fact, it's divine providence that we managed to get you on the show at all, isn't it? Because of that, yeah. So it's a new wind that blew us some good.
That's right.
But anyway, you've come to the right place for healing on your scars and everything else. And but you sound as though you're doing a pretty good job yourself.
Oh, yes. It was wonderful because prior to going to surgery, I did a lot of meditation and guided imagery, visualizations, and even during the operation, I was able to have my iPod on to listen to them. I could, and the surgeon said to me, when I asked him if I could do that, he said, yes. He said, but you won't be able to hear it, you know. and my dear husband said, oh, yes, but she will on a subliminal level.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It goes in there and your hearing is the last thing to go, isn't it?
That's right. And you know, I'm pretty sure my recovery's been really, quite fast, and I've had no complications because of that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's great. And also because you were, have been, even if you couldn't actually hear it with your ears, you were picking up the healing vibrations from the sound going in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
Absolutely. I know the anaesthetist, he asked me, he said, oh, how do I operate this thing? And I showed him, he said, oh, well, I hope I put it on the right one. And I said, well, I might be listening to rock and roll during it. You never know. So anyway, whatever it was, it worked really well. So if anyone does have to have surgery, I really recommend that you prepare that way, with good – I downloaded a CD off the internet, actually, and it was just brilliant. It was just perfect. So along with the meditations for the Awakening the Illuminated Heart, which I also had on MP3 files.
Oh. Well, anyway, that's been really informative, and thank you very much for sharing that with us, Waveney. And if Gary puts the link in the chat room, we've got a lovely video to play that you chose. And I try to put it in, but just occasionally my Mac decides it's not going to let me do it. Right, yeah, so you've got that in there. Thanks, Gary. And I'll get over to the switchboard. And because I've uploaded the soundtrack, so I'll press play on that. And here we go. Yes, I found it. So I'll count everybody down. So do you want to mention about pulling up the flares and muting the sound, please, Gary?
Yes, if we can get everyone to go ahead and click the link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're all ready. And then Jen Christie and her in. Action. You us all in video.
You're cutting form. Out, Gary. I think you're cutting out because you probably said devilish again, and there's nothing devilish about me at all, I tell you.
I didn't.
Okay.
Say devil.
Oh, did you not? Right. Well,
no. It
cut you out if you did. Okay, then here we go. Then so I'm going to count you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Stand up, sheep shakti, take your mind. Stand up, sheep shakti, take.
Right now it's time for our candle ceremony, and we light our candles to set our intention, because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light and healing all around the world. And we're going to send a special amount to Waveney today. So I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready to call in the angelic realm. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
I'd like to sing the ancient healing song that was taken from words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. So this is going back some 8,000 years when he said these words. And so I'd like to sing along. Rana, Elna, Rafana. Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la. Anna, Elna, Rafana, Anna, Elna, Rafana, last time. Anna, Elna, Rafana, Anna, Elna, Rafana. Thank you. And I was sending healing out with my voice. And right now we're going to ask Pure Song to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Weishaus, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
As you are sitting in the arms of Mother, let your awareness go to a time in nature, a beautiful place in nature that you love. It may be in a meadow, by a stream, or high on a mountaintop, or sitting on a beach by the sea, or maybe in the forest. No matter where you are, listen to the sounds that are around you now. It may be the birds, the sound of the water, and feel the wind gently caressing your body. And as you remember this beautiful place, feel the love that you have for our dear Mother Earth. Build in your heart and allow this energy, this love, to build into a big sphere in your heart center. And as it builds and grows, feel the love that you have for your Mother Earth. She has given you everything, your body, your nourishment, and life. And when this sphere gets so big, send it right down into that beautiful crystal heart of our dear Mother Earth. And wait. And soon she will send her love right back to you, because she loves you. She has always loved you. She is your mother. And just allow that love to come on up through every cell in your body, permeating each cell with love and life. And allow that just to spread right out through your etheric body and out into the sphere that surrounds you and on out into the universe. And without breaking the connection with our dear Mother Earth, turn your attention to Father Sky, to the moon, the sun, the stars, the constellations, everything else that isn't Mother Earth. And allow the love that you have for our Divine Father to build once again in your heart into a big sphere of love. And when you're ready, send that love right up to the sun, or to the central sun, or to the unity grid. And wait. And Father, our Divine Father, Father Sky, will send his love right back to you. And feel that love flowing in through your crown, into every cell in your body, with light and love, to heal, to enlighten, to uplift you. And let that spread out through your etheric body, into your aura, into your sphere, and on outwards to humanity. So now we have the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, who love each other very, very much. And there you are, their Divine Child, whom they love very much. So now we have the Divine Trinity, the Mother, the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, and the Divine Child. So allow and feel the flow of energy between the three of you. You are very loved. And feel this love go right into your heart, the self-love, the love of self. And when you're ready, just place your hands over your heart and take a deep breath. And allow your awareness just to drop right down in behind your physical heart. And you will sense or feel or just know there's a little vortex that will just draw you in to your heart and to the secret chamber within your heart. You may even hear a vibration, even just a soft little hum will take you there. And once you feel you are inside your heart, maybe this is the first time you've actually gone right into your heart, just ask that there be light. And then just take some time to explore this place inside your heart. This is the place of the Akashic Records, where everything about you is recorded. Every thought, every word, every deed, every past life, every future life, it is all here. And you can access this anytime you wish. But for now, invite your angel or your higher self to be with you in this sacred space in your heart. And your angel or higher self has a message for you. So see, feel, hear or know this message. And let yourself just be in this place. This is a place of safety, of comfort, of knowledge, of where we are all one. And you can return to this place anytime you wish. And when you're ready, take some time to come back into your body, into the present moment, into the here and now, feeling refreshed, at peace, and connected with the love in your heart.
That was absolutely beautiful, Waveney. Thank you so much for that. Gorgeous
yes,
meditation.
Thank you.
Are you there, Waveney?
Yes, I am. You're very welcome.
Oh, it's, it was wonderful, that. Thank you very much. Oh.
Beautiful.
Well, we're going to actually play another song that you requested, and it's another Bliss song, because we absolutely love Bliss on this show. And this one's called Come Into the Light. So if anyone would like to close the chakras while we play this one, you don't have to do, but if you feel that you haven't been meditating very long and you'd like to close your chakras, all you do is pretend that you have doors. So this one's called Coming to the Light by Bliss. To go again, can you believe? And next week we have Mary E. Gates back on again, and she's
Yay.
Almost our resident medium. And so if you want to call in for messages, she'll be doing crystal healing as well and giving messages from the crystals. So we want to thank you again, Waveney. You've been absolutely fantastic. We've really enjoyed the show with you. Thank you. Hope you come back again soon.
It was a wonderful meditation you led. Just wonderful. Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much, Jean and Gary. It's wonderful to connect with you again, Gary, and Jen, for you as well. And just that last song, Come Into the Light, I'd like to say that you both, that's what you are doing. You're helping people to come into the light with your shows. And I bless you, and I bless all the listeners today. Thank you for coming and listening. And I send you love from my heart to yours, and may you all go well in love and peace, and remember to stay in your heart, and know when you do go out of your heart that you can simply go back there. And a simple way is to just make the sound of your heart, just to hum it, and you'll be there instantly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great advice there. Thank you so much for that. Okay then, so we'll say goodbye and God bless, and play out with my latest song, if nobody minds. It's called Change the World, and that's what we're
beautiful.
All hoping to do. Thank you.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Thank you, Waveney.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, and God bless everyone. Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Thank you, Jack, Waveney,
from Aotearoa.
Thank you, Waveney.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Me too.
Love you.